好，弟兄姊妹，我今天有一点负担，想跟大家交通一个题目，叫回到起初。
Brothers and sisters, today I would have a burden to share with you the topic of back to the beginning.
我想和大家一起先看马太福音第十九章。
Let us turn to the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 19.
我们一起读一下第三节到第四节。
We'll read verse 3 and verse 4.
有法利赛人来试探耶稣说，人无论什么缘故都可以休妻吗？耶稣回答说，那起初造人的是造男造女。
The Pharisees also came to him testing him and saying to him, is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for just any reason? And he answered and said to them, have you not read that he who made them at the beginning made them male and female?
我想再读第七节到第八节。
And verse 7 and verse 8.
法利赛人说，这样摩西为什么吩咐给妻子休书就可以休他呢？耶稣说，摩西因为你们的心硬，所以许你们休妻，但起初并不是这样。
They said to him, why then did Moses command to give a certificate of divorce and to put her away? He said to them, Moses, because of the hardness of your heart, permitted you to divorce your wife, but from the beginning it was not so.
我们看见这里法利赛人他们挑战主耶稣。
We see here that the Pharisees are challenging the Lord Jesus.
他们用一个休妻的事情来挑战主耶稣。
They're using the matter of divorce to challenge the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣是怎么回答他们的呢？
How did the Lord Jesus respond?
主耶稣把他们带到起初的时候。
The Lord Jesus brought them back to the beginning.
起初的时候，人还没有陷在罪里面。
In the beginning, man has not fallen into sin.
那时候神造男造女，把他们配合在一起。
And God created men and a male and female and put them together.
在神看来，二人是一体的。
And the two shall become one flesh in God's eye.
但是我们刚才读到第七节、第八节，我们就知道说，到了后面，照着摩西的定规，这个人可以休妻了。
But then when we read verse 7 and 8, we see that according to Moses' command that people can divorce their wives.
那这个时候法利赛人他们就好像找到了一个借口一样，就用这个来挑战主耶稣。
So it seems like the Pharisees got some kind of excuse in order to challenge the Lord Jesus.
但是主耶稣这里回答他们说摩西啊，因为你们的心硬，所以许你们休妻，但起初并不是这样。
But the Lord Jesus responded that Moses, it's because of the hardness of your heart that he permitted you to divorce your wife, but from the beginning it was not so.
我们在周六的时候，当我们年长的弟兄带我们交通到这一段的时候，我心里面觉得很有感觉。
Saturday when our elder brother shared with us regarding this verse, I had a lot of, I was very moved.
我回想我们在刚刚信主，刚刚得救的时候，
When I think back to when we first believed the Lord, when we were first saved,
那个时候我们没有现在这些的知识。
We don't have our current knowledge back then.
但是我们什么都得着了。
But we gained everything.
那个时候我们有信心。
We had faith.
当我们年长弟兄跟我们讲要把自己献给主的时候，
When our elder brother shared with us that we need to consecrate offer ourselves to the Lord,
我们就带着简单的信心，就把我们一生我们能想到的，我们就都带到主的面前，都献给他。
By a simple faith back then, whatever we can think of, we offered the Lord back then.
当我们得救的时候，我们也有盼望。
And when we were first believed, we had this hope.
那个时候，我们可能在地上，我们可能很多留我们留学生，我们来到美国，我们觉得很孤单，我们很不容易。
And on earth, many of us came as exchange students and we are by ourselves and things are very difficult and we are lonely.
我们来到神的家，我们看到这么多可爱的弟兄姊妹，我们觉得哎呀，我们的人生有盼望了。
And when we come to the house of God and we see so many lovely brothers and sisters, we see, there is hope in this life.
我们不用像以前一样在地上和地上的朋友跟他们这个出去啊，这个 party 啊，或者是在一些罪里面打滚啊，那些都不要了。
We no longer need to party with the earthly friends that we had, or to be in sin.
我们可以 在这里我们可以和弟兄姊妹们非常单纯的一起来追求主，我们觉得真的很有盼望。
But here we're with brothers and sisters and we can pursue the Lord simply and we find that there's a lot of hope.
那时候我们也有爱。
And we had love.
我们看见神的家，我们虽然彼此不是很认识。
We saw the house of God, even though we do not know each other very well.
但是我们就是看见弟兄姊妹就觉得可爱。
But when we see brothers and sisters and we find them lovely.
其实那个时候我们什么都得着了，什么都有了。
In fact, we gained everything back then.
虽然那时候我们不知道这个叫信，这个叫盼望，这个叫爱，知识我们都不知道。
Perhaps back then we did not have the knowledge to discern between faith, hope, and love.
但是现在我们感觉越过越长，有了知识，但是却把起初的那些主给我们的这些信、望、爱，我们都丢掉了，好像。
But as the years go by, it seems like we are gaining in knowledge, but perhaps we have lost that faith.Hope and love.
第八节这里主耶稣说，他说摩西啊，因为你们心硬。
Here in verse 8, it says that Moses is because of the hardness of your hearts.
我弟兄姊妹，我觉得我们心硬。
Brothers and sisters, I sense that we have hardness in our hearts.
所以我们把起初的那些都丢掉了。
That's why we like cast off all these things that we used to have.
我们也的确遇到很多的，就是在走这条路的时候遇到很多的。挑战和试炼。
And indeed, as we walk this way, we face a lot of challenges and testing.
我们可能很多，我们本来很多单纯的事情，感觉因着看见一些事情，看见一些的事，遇到一些试炼，我们就没有失去了那个单纯。
Perhaps we used to have the simplicity, but through some testing, we seem to have lost that simplicity.
但是主耶稣没有这样讲。
But the Lord Jesus did not say that.
主耶稣没有说。外面的环境怎么样？
The Lord Jesus didn't say the circumstances have changed.
主耶稣这里说你们心硬。
But the Lord Jesus said that your hardness of your heart.
所以弟兄姊妹，我至少我自己，我非常有一个感觉，我想要回到起初的那个时候。
So brothers and sisters, I have this desire in me that I want to return back to the beginning.
回到起初的那个单纯的那个感觉里面。
To return to the simplicity in the beginning.
我以为很多的试炼过去了，我可能就回去了。
I thought after a lot of testing, then I would return.
但是主的话好像不是这样说的。
But the Lord's words do not say that.
主说你们的心硬。
The Lord says the hardness of your heart.
所以我们想要回去的话，我们心要柔软下来。
Thus, if we want to return to the beginning, then we need to soften our hearts.
我们要回到主的面前说，主啊，你让我的心变得软一些。
We come back before the presence of the Lord and ask Him to soften our hearts.
所以这是我今天一点的负担，我想跟大家交通的。
This is the burden in my heart that I wanted to fellowship with you.
我觉得我们在座很多的留学生，可能因为我们重生得救，对于我们来说实在是一个很革命性的一个变化在我们的生命当中。
A lot of us came to study here from a foreign country, and this seems to be a very big change in our lives.
然后我看见我们中间很多这个说英文的弟兄姊妹们，可能就是不太能体会我们这种留学生的这种心路历程。
And perhaps the English speakers who grew up here cannot fully empathize with this kind of difficulty.
所以可能讲英文的弟兄姊妹们都是从小就来聚会，可能对于你们来说，可能对于那个起初的感觉，可能不像我们这么强。
Perhaps if you grew up in a Christian family, then you don't have this great sense of the beginning.
对，因为对于我们来说，我们一信主一重生，那个对于我们来说就是起初。
Because to us, when we believe the Lord, there is a big change, and that's the beginning.
所以我就想，哎，要不要就对就是讲英文的弟兄姊妹们，要不要说几句话呢
？So then I thought perhaps I would have some words to share with the English speakers.
我。其实，在我们中间这么多弟兄姊妹当中，我最羡慕的一批人就是你们，就是从小就是出生在基督徒家庭的弟兄姊妹们。
In fact, I admire those who were able to be born in a Christian family.
因为我觉得你们太幸福了，你们不像我这样子，可能就是在世界里面就是这个混了一段时间才回到神的家里面。
Because I think you're blessed. That you grew up in a Christian family and And like me, where I was in the world for a few years before I came home.
你们从小就真的是受的是最好的教导，也是最清洁的一个成长的环境。
You received the best teaching when you were young, and you also grew up in a clean environment.
我跟你们比，我就好像是从泥里面滚出来的一样。
And compared to you, I seem to have been in mud, and now I'm clean.
我想讲英文的弟兄姊妹，你们一定有一个感觉，就是在你们从小到大成长的过程当中，你们会发现你们和你们周围的人很不一样。
Surely you have this feeling that as you're growing up, that you're different from people who's about you.
别人可能经常从小就出去 party， 或者是去做一些比较奇怪或者一些离谱的事情。
Perhaps other people around you go to parties or do something.
但是对于你们来说，你们从小就乖乖的来聚会，你们可能你们的父母对你们就是也不允许你们做这些事情。
Perhaps you grew up coming to gatherings, and perhaps your parents did not allow you to go to parties.
我想对你们说，其实这就是你们的起初。
I want to say to you that that is your beginning.
你们如果只要能够持守在这里面，只要不出这个圈子，你们就一直活在神的爱里面，就一直活在神的恩典里面。
If you can hold fast and not leave God's circle, then you will continue to live in His love.
这是我想。
This concludes my sharing.
我想交通的章节是马太福音16:5-10。
I would like to share from the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 16, verse 5 to verse 10.
门徒渡到那边去，忘了带饼。耶稣对他们说：“你们要谨慎，防备法利赛人和撒都该人的教。”
Now, when his disciples had come to the other side, they had forgotten to take bread. Then Jesus said to them, "Take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees."
门徒彼此议论说：“这是因为我们没有带饼吧。”
And they reasoned among themselves, saying, "It is because we have taken no bread."
耶稣看出来，就说：“你们这扫兴的人，为什么因为没有饼彼此议论呢？你们还不明白吗？”
But Jesus, being aware of it, said to them, "Oh, you of little faith, why do you reason among yourselves because you have brought no bread?"
后面就不读了，但是主把过去的经历，都讲给他们。
I will not continue to read, but here the Lord has reminded them of some of their experiences.
Yeah. 读到这里，我觉得我们可以看出来，门徒因为自己没有带饼，因为自己忘了带饼，所以他们心虚。
We can see from reading here that because the disciples forgot to bring bread, that they felt guilty.
以至于主耶稣明明是在说别的事情，但他们以为觉得主是在说他们。
And to the point where even the Lord is talking about something else, they thought he's talking about them.
我读到这里的时候，觉得很真实。
When I read this, I felt this is very real.
我也在想，门徒为什么会心虚呢？
I was wondering, how come the disciples felt guilty in their hearts?
为什么忘了饼，忘了带饼是什么意思呢？
And what does it mean to have forgotten to bring bread?
后来我仔细想，
Then I was pondering.
我感觉带饼在门徒心里是一份责任。
I felt that to bring bread, it is a responsibility in the hearts of the disciples.
这个责任不是人给的，而是门徒其实自己心里也接受和安稳的。
And this responsibility didn't come from others, and in fact, they accepted this and they also said amen.
我想我们现在的情况也是有相似的情况。
I think we have a similar situation now.
其实当我们在看着年长弟兄的身体，这件事情不断的在我们心中都会有提醒。
And when we see the health of our elder brother, this thing will be a reminder in our hearts.
我们不能再当小孩子了。
We can no longer be children.
需要 take 一些责任了。
We need to take up some responsibility.
所以渐渐的带上我自己的五饼二鱼来， 来聚会也悄悄地成了我心中的责任。
Therefore, after a while, then bringing our 5 loaves and 2 fish, that becomes our responsibility secretly.
但是我发现好些时候，有时候不知道什么叫做我的5饼2鱼了。
But I find that sometimes we do not know what it means for us to have that 5 loaves and 2 fish.
因为状态有时候起起伏伏。
Because our conditions sometimes are up and down.
我想和主亲近的时候是没有问题的，五饼二鱼的自己的五饼二鱼很自然而然的就可以带来。
When we are near to our Lord, then it is very natural to have 5 loaves and 2 fish to bring.
可问题就是里面经常生病。
But the sorry.
里面经常生病。
But the issue is often we are sick within.
渐渐的，我们也就变得复杂起来了。
And we became more complicated.
可是又因为又觉得要有责任，所以又不想要允许自己倒下。
But then we wanted to have that responsibility, so we forbid ourselves to fall down.
也不想让自己软弱。
We do not want to be weak.
因为知道，如果暴露出来了，可能也会影响聚会。
Because we know that if that is exposed, then it would also affect the meeting.
而且还有一个更重要的东西，就是我们的面子。
And the more important thing is our face.
骄傲会让我们想要学着藏起来。
And our pride teaches us to hide that.
所以其实明明里面已经是生病了。
So even though we are ill within,
而且还要这样病上加病。
And in the illness, we continue to do this.
把这许多的枷锁加在自己身上。
To add these fetters onto ourselves.
所以自然而然的和主生命的连接没有了。
Therefore, naturally, our connection of life with the Lord will be gone.
没有活泼的连接，喜乐也没有了。
And there is not that lively connection, therefore the joy is also gone.
心里变得非常枯干。
And we are dry within.
但是在马太福音这里，当我看到主说，他说的根本不是带饼的这件事情后。
But in Matthew here, the Lord is not even talking about forgetting bread.
我想对门徒来说是很大的释放。
I think that this is a great release for the disciples.
因为主好像没有要求我们。
Because it seems like the Lord is not requiring of us.
他好像没有说要把这样的枷锁加给我们。
He didn't say to add these fetters onto ourselves.
我仔细想，实在是我们自己的罪，也配合着仇敌的谎言，我们自己在苦待我们自己。
If I think carefully, it seems that it is because of our own sins and also the lies of the enemy that caused us to put these fetters on ourselves.
我们不需要生了病还是要硬撑，软弱了还要硬坚强。
We don't need to be in a condition where if we're ill, we still force ourselves to be strong, or if we're weak, that we force ourselves to be strong.
相反，主反而在提醒我们，他永远可以依靠。
But in fact, it is the opposite that the Lord is reminding us that He is always the one that we can rely upon.
他过去可以用几个饼供应数千人。
In the past, he can use just a few loaves of bread to sustain so many, supply so many people.
同样的，今天就算没有饼。
Today, if there's not even any bread.
就算我们什么都没有。
Even if we have nothing.
我们还可以来投靠他。
We can still rely upon the Lord.
因为他的能力是不受限制的。
Because his might is not being restricted.
读到这里，我非常感谢主。
When I read this, I was very thankful towards our Lord.
谢谢他是永远可以依靠的神。
To thank him that he is a God who we can always rely upon.
仇敌是要趁着一切可乘的机会来挟制我们。
The enemy is using all the opportunities in order to control us.
而主是要使我们靠着他可以自由。
But the Lord wants us to rely upon him and be freed.
求主可以继续用他的慈爱教我们用心灵 真的用心灵和诚实侍奉他。
May the Lord continue to teach us through His loving kindness that we can serve Him in spirit and in truth.
求主保守我们。
May the Lord protect.
Today, I would like to share on one
topic. Today, I would like to share on one topic.
就是圣洁与成为圣洁。
It is holy and to be sanctified.
这是一个挺不容易交通的题目。
This is a quite difficult topic to share.
这有很多的方面，但我想，我们是为了交通。
Because there are a lot of aspects, but for the sake of fellowship.
所以我们目的是为了要彼此勉励。
We wanted to encourage one another.
并不是要去研究一些事情。
It is not to study some matter.
我提圣洁就是罗马书第十二章第一节中提到的圣洁。
And this holiness is what is mentioned in Romans chapter 12 verse 1.
对，当我在准备这个题目的时候，主再次把我带到他的面前。
And when I was preparing this on this topic, the Lord once again brought me before Him.
他给我看到圣洁的两个方面。
And I see He helped me to see the two aspects of being sanctified.
第一个方面，圣洁是神的本性。
The first is that holiness is God's nature.
我们读一节圣经。
Let us read a passage.
在诗篇的九十九篇的第九节。
Psalm 99 verse 9.
诗篇第九十九篇的第九节。
Psalm 99:9.
你们要尊崇耶和华我们的神，在他的圣山下拜，因为耶和华我们的神本为圣。
Exalt the Lord our God and worship at His holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy.
这里就提到我们的神是圣洁的。
Here it speaks of how our God is holy.
第二个方面。
Second aspect.
圣洁是神的旨意和他的目的。
Holiness is God's purpose and also and purpose and goal.
Yeah. 在我们读一节圣经，在利未记第十一章的第四十四节。
Let us turn to Leviticus chapter 11 verse 44.
利未记的第十一章四十四节。
Leviticus 11:44.
我是耶和华你们的神，所以你们要成为圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。你们也不可因地上的爬物污秽自己。
For I am the Lord your God, you shall therefore consecrate yourselves, and you shall be holy, for I am holy. Neither shall you defile yourselves with any creeping thing that creeps on the earth.
这里看到不仅神自己是圣洁的。
Here we see that not only is God himself holy,
他也愿意让我们每一个人都成为圣洁。
He also desires that every single one of us become holy.
因为他是圣洁的。
Because he is holy.
Yeah, 这样提到这两段圣经其实还蛮抽象的，一定程度上来说蛮抽象的。
If we look at these two verses, then on some level this is very abstract.
但是就像我们弟兄提到，我们回到起初。
Just like our brother shared to return to the beginning.
正如在律法以前，其实就有了安息日。
Before the law, there is already the Sabbath.
神定了他的安息日。
The Lord has already established, God has already established His Sabbath.
对，在献祭的律法以前，其实就有了雅各的献祭。
And even before the law, talking about the sacrifices, there's already the sacrifice of Abel.
当我们想到献祭，想到圣洁，一定离不开献祭。
If we think of holiness, then we cannot be apart from sacrifice.
神要我们向他圣洁，要成为圣洁，一定是在他面前有献祭。
God wants us to become holy just like He is holy. There must be sacrifice before Him.
我想做一些 elaborate. 我想说一个故事。
I would like to share on a story.
这是一个爱的故事。
This is a story of love.
有一天神造人。
One day God created man.
神爱人。
And God loves man.
他造人的那天他就爱了他们。
And the day that he created man, he loved them.
后来人陷在罪中。
But then man fell in sin.
神要救人。
And God wanted to save man.
所以在旧约当中神就为人准备了 准备了献祭的祭坛。
That therefore God in the Old Testament time prepared for man this altar.
他在律法中告诉以色列百姓如何建造祭坛。
In the law, he teaches the people of Israel how to build this altar.
带什么样的生祭来到祭坛面前向神献祭。
To bring what kind of animal in order to offer up sacrifice.
到了新约,
in the New Testament time,
神甚至为人准备了献祭的祭物。
God actually himself prepared that sacrificial lamb.
就是我们的主耶稣。
That is our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是神因着给我们人有自由的意志。
But because God gave us free will,
他限制了自己的工作。
He constrained his own work.
但这是出于父的爱。
But that is out of love.
虽然人的心少有回应的时候,
When man's heart responds a little,
但神的心意向着人没有改变。
Even though only responds a little, but God's heart towards man has not changed.
他的爱向我们也没有改变。
And his love towards us has not changed.
他要做更深的吸引在人的里面。
He will do a deeper drawing in us.
同样神向我们圣洁的呼召也同样没有改变过。
In the same way, God's call for us to be holy has also not changed.
那我们想到我们如何蒙恩得救, 我们何等的感谢主。
When we think of how we received his salvation, we are so thankful.
当圣经里面提到信道是从信道来的, 信道是从基督的话来的。
And when the Bible says that to believe is by faith and to have faith is from the word of Christ.
今天能够蒙恩得救, 这是 能认识他, 听了神的福音, 这是神的爱。
Today we can be saved. It is because we heard the gospel. It is because of his love.
我们再回到圣洁是神的旨意和目的。
If we return back to the fact that holiness is God's purpose and will.
当神要呼召人来做完全人的时候,
When God called man to become perfect.
是充满了他的爱。
It is out of his love.
对,他爱我们就爱我们到底。
And he loves us. He loves us to the uttermost.
我想我再读一次这里的圣经，在约翰福音的第十三章第一节。约翰福音第十三章第一节。
Let's turn to John chapter 13, verse 1. John 13:1.
逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end.
再读一节声音在希伯来书第七章24到25节。
Hebrews chapter 7 verse 24 and 25.
希伯来书第七章24到25节。
Hebrews 7, 24 to 25.
这位 既是永远长存的，他祭司的职任就长久不更换。凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是长远活着替他们祈求。But
he, because he continues forever, has an unchangeable priesthood. Therefore, he is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them.
我提到这些的缘故是每次我们想到 神向人圣洁的要求背后都是有他的爱。I
mention these because every time when we think of God's requirement of man to be sanctified, behind it there's love.
若我们什么时候忘记了或者是遗忘了神向我们的爱，但我们又想达到圣洁的要求，这是何等的难。
If at any point we forget God's love, yet we still want to attain to the righteous the requirement of being holy, then that is very difficult.
所以神给我一点亮光，让我再回想到一些圣经中记载的事情。
Therefore, God illuminated me a little bit to remind me of some things that's in the Bible.
就是一开始该隐和亚伯。
In the beginning, regarding Cain and Abel.
这个我们都非常熟悉。
We're all very familiar with it.
那我只提一个事情。
I'll just mention one thing.
该隐和亚伯都是亚当的后代。
Cain and Abel were both descendants of Adam.
神的眼目注视他们。
And God's eyes were on them.
我再说神向他们的爱是一样的。
I will say once more that God's love towards them is the same.
向他们拯救的意念是一样的。
And his desire to save them is the same.
向他们的恩典也是一样的。
And the grace that he lavishes upon them is the same.
我们如果少了神的爱，那是把神的要求加在他们身上的时候。
If we take away God's love, yet we add on to them the requirement of God.
我们一定把神误会了。
Then we misunderstand God.
我们以为神是忍心的神。
We think that our God is a harsh man.
圣洁是公义，神公义的要求。
And holiness is God's righteous requirement.
所以他要我们成为圣洁。
That's why he wants us to be holy.
但当我们每次常常提到罗马书第十二章第一节和第二节的时候。
Oftentimes when we bring up Romans chapter 12 verse 1 and 2,
我希望我们心中更多是看到神向我的爱。
I wish that more we will see that it is God's love.
我们更多的能体会父的心。
And we can comprehend more the Father's heart.
罗马书第十二章第一节不再是我们的重担。
And Romans chapter 12 verse 1 is no longer a heavy burden.
这是一条蒙福的路。
But it is a blessed way.
这就是我的交通。
This concludes my share. I would like to share from John chapter 5 verse 5 to verse 8.
在那里有一个人病了三十八年。
There's someone who's sick for 38 years.
耶稣看见他躺着，知道他病了许久，就问他说：“你要痊愈吗？”
When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he already had been in that condition a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?"
病人回答说：“先生，水冻的时候，没有人把我放在池子里，我正去的时候，就别人比我先下去。”
The sick man answered him, Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, but while I am coming, another steps down before me.
耶稣对他说，起来，拿起你的褥子走吧。
Jesus said to him, Rise, take up your bed and walk.
我今天想交通的就是这个瘫子的故事。
Today I would like to share on the story of this paralytic.
瘫其实就是一个不能在主里面继续走路的人。
To be paralyzed is someone who cannot continue to walk in the Lord.
我觉得很长一段时间我会觉得这瘫子的光景不是我们的光景。
For a long time I thought that the condition of this paralytic is not our condition.
因为这个人38年不能走路，而且里面满了抱怨。
Because this man has cannot walk for 38 years and full of bitterness within.
但是我觉得我再次看这个故事的时候，我觉得这个可能就是我们光景，我们的光景。
But then when I read this passage again, I thought perhaps this is our condition.
我们可以正常的聚会、祷告，甚至服侍。
We can still gather, we can still pray, we could perhaps even serve.
我们外面一切都是正常基督徒的样子。
Outwardly, we look like normal Christians.
但是里头却不能走任何一步。
But inwardly, we cannot walk a single step.
我觉得这就是这个摊子在我里面这一次感觉就是一个在奉献上卡住的人。
This paralytic, this time when I was pondering about this, that he is someone who's stuck in his consecration.
他里头有一件事抓住他，他放不下。
There's one thing in him that's capturing him, and he cannot lay it down.
他看不见自己的那个真实的光景。
And he couldn't see his true condition.
但这个瘫了的人，他有一件事他是紧紧抓住的。
But this paralyzed person, he held onto one very matter.
那就是他的褥子。
That is his bed.
38年，他每一天都拿着那个褥子被抬到廊下。
For 38 years, he's always being carried, he's holding onto the bed and being carried to this place.
他在那里每一天等候救恩。
And every single day he's waiting for salvation.
那个褥子是他苦难中的安慰。
And that bed is the comfort in his suffering.
他非常喜欢他的那个褥子。
He loved his bed.
有时候 我这次感觉那个褥子也好像是我们在苦难中紧紧抓住的那一丝自己以为的安慰。
This time, I thought perhaps this bed for us is that little comfort that we're holding on tightly in our difficulties.
我们抓住自己的苦难，抓住自己的情绪。
Perhaps we hold on to our own difficulty, we hold on to our own emotions.
里面有一个感觉就是我宁愿处在苦难中，我也不愿靠主耶稣。
Perhaps we even have that feeling within that we'd rather have that suffering and we're not relying upon the Lord.
整个人被苦难给吞了。
And we're completely swallowed up by that suffering.
他里面是很 entertain 这个苦难。
This person within is really entertaining this suffering.
他里面要做的一件事，我一边在允许自己在苦难中，我一边在等待一个神迹的出现。
He is permitting himself to be in the suffering, but at the same time also waiting for a miracle.
因为他要的是从那个苦难直接出来。
What he wants is to directly get out of the suffering.
这样的人是一个被动的人。
This kind of person is a passive person.
他能做的就是一遍一遍地数自己的苦难。
What he can do, the only thing he can do is to continue to count his suffering.
他在自己里面说自己苦难，他也到主耶稣面前说自己的苦难。
He counts his suffering before himself, he also counts suffering before the Lord.
但他却不愿意转头依靠主耶稣。
But he's unwilling to turn and rely upon the Lord.
然后这个褥子还给我一个感觉，就是这个人他在紧紧地抓住自己的努力。
And this bed also reminds me that he is tightly holding on to his own ability.
他要尽力这样做或者尽力那样做，尽力的去祷告，尽力的去聚会。
He's doing all that he can. He's praying. He's going to meetings.
我要做这样的改变，我要救自己从这个环境里出来。
I want to save myself out of this condition.
我不仅自己这样做，我还求主帮助我，助我一臂之力。
Not only do I do this, but I also ask the Lord to give me strength so that I can continue to do this.
我觉得里面我们需要问一个问题是，主啊，你究竟在这里面要教我什么？
So we have to ask the Lord, Lord, why are you trying to teach us here?
我要继续自己自救或者继续陷在里面吗？
Should I continue to try to save myself or to wallow in this condition?
我觉得这里感谢主，他这里主是很主动的来找这个摊子。
I thank the Lord that here the Lord is actively trying to look for this paralytic.
在第六节。
In verse 6.
耶稣看见他躺着。
Jesus saw him lying there.
他知道他病了许久。
And knew that he already had been in that condition a long time.
我们一直在求主的安慰，但是主说他看见，他都知道。
We are asking the Lord for comfort, but the Lord says, I've seen you and I know it.
主问了一个问题是你要痊愈吗？
The Lord asked one question, do you want to be made well?
我觉得在我们里面我们需要做一个选择，我要继续在自己这样的光景里，还是我要痊愈？
I believe we must make this choice. Do we want to continue to be in our own suffering condition, or do we want to be made well?
这里这个摊子主没有好像手摸到他的腿上就医治他。
Here the Lord seems to not have put his hand on the paralytic to heal him.
照样主也没有把我们从环境里带出来。
Similarly, the Lord may not bring us out of the circumstances.
那主要什么呢？
Then what does the Lord want?
主对这个人说了一句话，说起来，拿起你的褥子走吧。
The Lord said one word, one phrase to the paralytic saying, right, take up your bed and walk.
我觉得我看到这个起来，我觉得这就是主要对我们说的话。
When I saw this word rise, I think this is the word that the Lord is speaking to us.
起来，带着自己的苦难，带着自己的情绪，带着自己的努力。
Rise up, bringing your own ability, bringing your own suffering, bringing your own emotions.
起 起来，我觉得面对苦难是 against 自己的那一个舒服和自怜的。
To rise up, this is against the self-pity that we have in the condition.
但感谢主，主没有说起来你要自己医治自己。
But we thank the Lord. The Lord didn't say rise up and heal yourself.
我觉得他这里，我觉得在我心里的一个安慰是他知道，他了解。
Here the comfort is that the Lord knows, He understands.
里头觉得我们虽是不能。
Within us, we think that even though we are unable,
好像里头绝了路。
And we feel weak within.
Desperate.
Or we feel desperate within.
但是我觉得主耶稣要做的那一个祝福是要我们转眼去仰望他。
But then the Lord wants us to turn our eyes upon Him and to rely upon Him.
不要紧紧再抓自己的褥子了。
No longer grasping onto our bed.
要转眼仰望耶稣。
But to turn our eyes to look upon Jesus.
我觉得里面有难过没有关系。
If we're sad within, that's all right.
我觉得主好像把那一个有福的盼望放在我们里面了。
But the Lord has given us this glorious hope.
完全投靠在主的怀中。
That we can cast ourselves completely into the Lord's arms.
这样我们是有福的人。
Then we are blessed people.
我觉得愿主听我们的祷告，也坚定我们里面的选择。
May the Lord hear prayers and also strengthen our choice.
我们的主是有能力的主。
Our Lord is a Lord with power. Let's turn to two passages.
第一处是出埃及记三章第五节。
The first is Exodus chapter 3 verse 5.
神说不要近前来，当把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站之地是圣地。
Then he said, do not draw near this place. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground.
这是耶和华在荆棘的火焰中呼召摩西的时候说的话。
This is what the Lord is speaking to Moses out of the burning bush.
第二处是约书亚记五章十五节。
The second place is Joshua 5:15.
耶和华军队的元帅对约书亚说：“把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站的地方是圣的。”
Then the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, "Take your sandal off your foot."For the place where you stand is holy.
前一段时间我有一点感动想读约书亚记。
Recently I had this, I was moved to read the book of Joshua.
因为我觉得约书亚是摩西的下一代。
Because Joshua is the second generation of Moses.
就和我们今天的情况很像。
And this is a very similar situation as today.
好像我们是前面年长弟兄姊妹的下一代。
We are second generation of the elder brothers before us.
然后我是这一次读的时候才发现。
And this time when I was reading, I noticed this.
主呼召约书亚的时候和呼召摩西的时候说的是一模一样的话。
That when the Lord called Joshua and when he called Moses, it's the same word.
虽然我对这句话的意思还是没有很明白。
Even though I'm still not clear completely on the meaning of this word.
但是我心里面有一点的感觉。
But I have this sense within.
虽然约书亚比起摩西。
Even though Joshua compared to Moses.
恩赐也许没有那么大。
He might have smaller gifts.
工作也没有那么大。
And perhaps his work is not as spectacular.
但是主对于他们两个人的呼召和要求仍然是一样的。
But the Lord's calling towards them and the requirement towards them is the same.
主仍然在寻找有绝对完全的意志要来跟从服侍他的人。
The Lord is looking for someone who is absolute for him in order to serve him.
虽然约书亚记后面马上就是士师记。
Even though after the book of Joshua is the book of Judges,
但其实我这次也读到，其实并不是约书亚死了之后，这个见证马上就断了。
But we know that it is not that right after Joshua's death that the testimony ended.
在约书亚记二十四章三十一节。
In Joshua chapter 24, verse 31.
约书亚在世和约书亚死后，那些知道耶和华为以色列人所行诸事的长老还在的时候，以色列人侍奉耶和华。
Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders who outlived Joshua, who had known all the works of the Lord which he had done for Israel.
也就是说，约书亚这一位弟兄带领弟兄死的时候，还仍然有弟兄姊妹是认识神、认识神的作为。
In other words, when Joshua died, there is still a people that Joshua led that these brothers and sisters knew the Lord and also knew his works.
他们接续了主的见证。
And they took over the testimony.
但在这一批弟兄姊妹离世之后，
But when those brothers and sisters passed,
就没有人了。
There's no one else.
见证也没有了。
And the testimony was gone.
进入了世事的年间。
And they entered into the era of the judges.
一段时间只等到主寻见撒母耳。
Until the time when the Lord found Samuel.
很多时候我也希望年长的弟兄姊妹长久的活着。
Oftentimes I wish the elder brothers and sisters will continue to live.
我在想这样是不是主的见证就可以一直持续不会失落了。
I wonder if that would mean that the Lord's testimony will continue on and will not be lost.
但是主似乎没有用这样的方式来维系他的见证。
But it seems that the Lord does not use this method in order to uphold his testimony.
主也没有因着之后再没有先知像摩西。
And the Lord didn't because of a lack of a prophet like Moses.
就让他的仆人存活更久来维持他的见证。
To let his servant live for much longer in order to uphold his testimony.
主的意思似乎是要在世世代代都寻得在寻求他认识他的人。
The Lord seems to want to find in each generation someone to uphold his testimony to serve him.
是的，主的工作是要往前。
Indeed, the Lord's work must continue.
但是主若是寻不着人，
But the Lord cannot find men.
主宁可等。
Then the Lord rather would wait.
宁可经过世事的年代。
Would rather go through the era of the judges.
但是若是寻找了人。
But if the Lord found them.
但我们自己却不是 ready 的那一个。
And when he was looking, but we are not ready.
那主也不会停止他的工作。
Then the Lord would not stop his work.
也许就 pass 了我们这个人。
Perhaps will pass us by.
也许就 pass 了我们这个聚会。
And perhaps will pass our gathering by.
约书亚之所以能被主选上
，Joshua he could be chosen by the Lord，
不是因为摩西在去世以前在他身上按手
，is not because before Moses died that he laid hands on Joshua。
我这一次发现那个顺序是反过来的
，this time I realized that the order is reversed。
是约书亚先被主选上了
，it is first that Joshua was chosen by the Lord。
摩西才在去世以前按手在他身上的。
Then Moses went and laid hand on Joshua.
所以今天也是一样的。
Therefore today is the same.
不是等到前面的年长弟兄姊妹都过去了。
It is not to wait for elder brothers and sisters to pass.
那个时候主才开始拣选人。
At that point then the Lord starts to look for me.
相反的。
But in reverse.
主是在前面一代还在的时候就已经开始预备拣选人了。
It is that when the previous generation is still around, the Lord is already looking for someone.
我就在想，为什么约书亚可以成为被选上的呢
？I was wondering how Joshua could be someone who was chosen.
摩西还在的时候。
When Moses was still around.
摩西亚伦在山上祷告的时候。
When Moses and Aaron were praying on the mountain.
在山下与亚玛利人征战的是约书亚。
And when on below the mountain to fight among against the Amalekites, it is Joshua who's fighting.
摩西在山上与主交通四十昼夜的时候。
When Moses was having fellowship with the Lord for 40 days and night on the mountain.
在山上等候四十昼夜的也是约书亚。
It is Joshua who is waiting.In the middle of the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights.
摩西进到会幕与主面对面说话的时候。
When Moses went into the tabernacle to speak to the Lord face to face.
不离开会幕的也是约书亚。
It is Joshua who would not leave the tabernacle.
窥探迦南地之后向会众说，
After the spies went to look at the land of Canaan,
但你们不可背叛耶和华，也不要怕那地的居民，因为他们是我们的食物，也是约书亚。
It is Joshua who said to not fear the people of the land because they are our bread.
所以求主今天给我们众人一颗智慧的心。
Therefore may the Lord give us all of us heart of wisdom.
不是等到哪一天前面的弟兄姊妹不在了，我才有感觉我要开始预备。
It is not to wait to that day when our brothers and sisters before us are gone, then we start preparing.
今天我们就要预备成为一个可以被主选上的人。
Today we must prepare ourselves to be someone who could be chosen by the Lord.
是真认识神，认识神作为的一个人。
To truly know the Lord and know the ways of the Lord.
不叫我们这个人，
so that we,
我们的聚会，
and our gathering,
在主的见证上就没有份了。
Otherwise, we would not have a part in the Lord's testimony.
这一年过得真的是非常的快。
This year passed us very quickly.
世上发生了太多的事情。
There are many things that happen in this world.
关乎政权啊，战争啊，关乎人的生死。
There are political changes, there are wars, and there are people who died.
相信这世上有很多人，有人欢喜，有人忧。
I believe that in this world, there are people who are rejoicing and there are people who are in sorrow.
我在就是想今天的交通的时候，我就问自己。
When I was preparing for the sharing today, I was asking myself.
我若欢喜过，我是为何欢喜？
If I have rejoiced, why did I rejoice?
我若忧伤过，我是为何忧伤？
If I had been sorrowful, why was I sorrowful?
在当中我有多少是为神掌权而欢喜。
And that, how much did I rejoice because the Lord is reigning?
有多少是为自己或者是世人远离神不敬畏神而忧伤。
And how much did I sorrow because the people of this world rejects the Lord or is far from him?
我有多少想过我的主是喜还是忧。
Have I thought of whether my Lord is rejoicing or being sorrowful?
前一段时间，我们读到关于神的权柄的信息。
Lately, we read a message regarding the Lord's authority.
这是个大题目，我交通不来的。
This is a big topic, and I would not share from it.
但是有几个小点，在我们读这些信息的时候，对我非常有提醒。
But there are some small points that were good reminders for me.
第一点就是圣经中一直的讲到神的主权是没有是绝对的。
The first point is that the Bible continues to say that God's authority is absolute.
有很多圣经有很多经节讲到这方面。
There are a lot of Bible verses that speak of this.
但是给我只提到使徒行传第二章三十六节。
But I'll pick one to read Acts chapter 2 verse 36.
五旬节之后，彼得在第一次这样大的传福音的时候讲到。
And this is after the Pentecost that Peter was preaching, and it says here.
他说以色列全家。
He says, therefore, let all the house of Israel.
也是对我们讲，我们所有的人。
And so he's also speaking to us, all of us.
当确实的知道
to know assuredly
你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣
that Jesus whom you crucified
神已经立他为主为基督了
that God has made this Jesus whom you crucified both Lord and Christ
在马太福音二十八章十八节
in Matthew chapter 28 verse 18
在主升天之前
Before the Lord ascended into the heavens,
主对门徒们说
The Lord spoke to the disciples,
天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
这个 让我想到今天我们在播饼的时候唱的诗歌。
This reminded me of the hymn that we sang during the breaking of bread.
我们都唱我们的主是昔在今在永在的。
We all sang that our Lord is the same yesterday, today, forever.
他永不改变。
That Jesus will never change.
也就是说他是永远做王掌权的那一位。
In other words, he is always the one who is reigning.
但是我们实际的生活当中
But in our reality of daily living,
我们为什么还常常的陷入那些困惑
How come we often fall into those confusion?
迷茫
To be lost.
挣扎和抱怨还有苦读
To have struggles, to complain and to be bitter.
因为我们忘记了
Because we forgot.
我们的主是作王掌权的。
That our Lord is reigning as king.
他是神。
He is God.
我不是神。
I'm not God.
我们在读那篇你弟兄的信息权柄的重要的时候。
When we're reading the message from Brother Ni regarding the importance of authority.
他有一句话非常的提醒我。
There's one phrase that reminded me very much.
他说，我们有一个可能。就是在道理上是站在基督这一边，而在原则上却站在撒旦那一边，这是非常恶的事。
He says that it is possible that on one hand we are standing on the with Christ in doctrine, but we are still following Satan's principles and practice, and that is very much evil.
我想这对我们来说是非常真实的。
I think this is very real for us.
我们在很多事情上为什么会 struggle, 为什么会挣扎和困惑?
Why do we struggle and are confused in a lot of things?
我觉得这是非常重要的原因。
I think this is a very important reason.
比如说我们知道神爱世人。
For example, we know that God loves the world.
把他的独生子赐给我们。
That he gave his only begotten son to the world.
叫我们真的是叫一切相信的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So that all who believe in him will not perish but have eternal life.
但是我们用我们的魂
But we use our soul.
抓住了爱这个字。
We grab onto the word love.
我们可能不知不觉
And unbeknownst to us.
就爱了那些神眼中看为恶的事。
We start to love those things that are considered evil in the eyes of the Lord.
我们却有时还惺惺相惜。
But sometimes we're still very glad.
有时候还会觉得神不公平。
Sometimes we feel that God is not fair.
但是我是谁？
But who am I?
我怎能做神的谋士？
How can I be a counselor for God?
没有人可以做主的谋士。
No one can be God's counselor.
因为天下一切的权柄都是他的。
Because all authority under heaven and on earth has been given to him.
他创造，他掌管。
He creates.He governs
都是根据他自己的定规
according to his principles and decrees
所以我就在想我们真的是一群不容易服的人
therefore I think that we are people who are hard to submit
没有错这世上在发生的一切让我们迷惑的事情
indeed there are a lot of things happening in this world that cause us to be confused
也正是因为现今地上主要真的是有的服有的不服
And it's because there are people on this world who submit and there are those who do not submit.
我真的求主祷告主让我们能做一个顺服的人。
I really pray before the Lord to ask him to help us be people who would submit.
希伯来书十一章
Hebrews chapter 11
讲到那些信心的见证人
speaks of the heroes of faith.
讲到挪亚的时候非常 touch 到我。
When he speaks of Noah, it really touched me.
从第六节到第七节。
Verse 6 and verse 7.
第六节里边尤其说到人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
And verse 6 especially says that it's impossible to please him without faith.
这个信是要信神是。
And this faith is to believe that he is.
后边半句也讲到必须信有神也是讲到信神是。
And then once more it says that to come to God must believe that he is.
也就是说我们要信他的权柄是绝对的。
That is to say that we must believe that his authority is absolute.
他是全有全足全丰的那一位。
He is the all-sufficient one.
后边讲到挪亚的时候。
When it speaks of Noah later.
那个时代的时候只有挪亚是一个信和服的人。
in that generation, only Noah is someone who believes and also submitted.
所有其他的人在那个时代都是不服的。
Everyone else in that generation did not submit.
后边怎样讲？主说。
And then the Lord says.
第七节的最后半后半部分。
In the latter half of verse 7.
主就预备了一只方舟，使他全家得救。
The Lord prepared an ark for the saving of his household.
后边讲到，因此就定了那世代的罪。
Then it says, by which he condemned the world.
今天我们跟挪亚的时代是一样的。
Today, we are also in the days of Noah.
有些人跟随主真的是绝对。
There's some who follow the Lord and they're absolute.
真的是顺服。
They're truly submitting.
我相信有一天真的是主会借着他们的顺服来定了我们如果不顺服这些人的罪。
I believe that one day, if we do not submit, then by their submission, that by which he will condemn the sin of those who do not submit.
我觉得这是非常严肃的事情。
I think this is a very serious matter.
感谢主，今天我们有主的话，也有圣灵。
We thank the Lord that today we have the Lord's word and also the Holy Spirit.
愿意我们能够珍惜。
May we treasure them.
我们能成为一个敬畏和顺服的人。
That we could be people who fear the Lord and also submit.
新的一年真的就马上就来了。
The new year is upon us.
我的祷告是，主啊，求你不要让我成为一个悖逆的人。
My prayer to the Lord is, Lord, help me not become someone who is rebellious.
就像我们刚才诗歌所唱，每一时每一刻，主啊，求你吸引我。
Just like the hymn that we sing, every day and every moment, may you draw us, Lord.
不做一个，就像我们刚才弟兄交通，不做一个硬着景象、硬着心的人。
Just like our brother shared just now, that we would not be people who are stiff-necked and hard in heart.
若我不服。
If I do not submit.
求主管教。
May the Lord discipline.
免得他来的时候，我要在黑暗里边哀哭切齿。
Lest I would be in weeping and gnashing of teeth when he returns.
Today I would
like to share with you regarding, for he was going to pass that way.
这节圣经是在路加福音十九章第四节。
This is from Luke chapter 19 verse 4.
十九章第四节，就跑到前头，爬上山树，要看耶稣，因为耶稣必从那里经过。
19:4. So he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way.
如果我们听英文的翻译，这节圣经也可以是因为耶稣必从那条路经过。
If we look here carefully, it says that because Jesus was going to pass that way.
所以我们看见撒该不是随便的选了一棵树来爬。
So we see that Zacchaeus did not just choose a random tree to climb upon.
不是因为这个树特别高，或者这个树特别容易爬。
It's not that this tree is especially tall or it's especially easy to climb.
或者撒该心里面他特别喜欢这棵树。
Or perhaps Zacchaeus likes this tree.
撒该之所以选择那棵树。
Zacchaeus, he chose this tree.
选择那条路上的那棵树。
He chose this tree on that way.
只有一个原因。
Because of just one reason.
因为耶稣必从那里经过。
Because Jesus was going to pass that way.
我之前读这个故事或者听年长弟兄交通的时候。
When I read the story in the past or heard other brothers share on this.
我总觉得这是一个很 random, 很随机的故事。
I always thought this is a very random story.
就是 randomly 有一个税吏长。
That randomly there is this tax collector.
在 random 的一天。
On a random day,
randomly 的爬上一棵桑树
randomly chose a tree to climb upon, a sycamore tree.
然后主 randomly 的抬头看见他，然后就认识这个人。
And the Lord randomly looked up and saw him and knew him.
就和他说，撒该快下来，我今天必住在你家里。
And then said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, and for today I must stay at your house.
但是对撒该来说，不是 random 的。
But to Zacchaeus, it is not random.
不是碰上的。
It is not coincidental.
他那天的行动不是 random 的。
That day, his path is not a random walk.
撒该心里面很清楚。
He knew very clearly in his heart.
我要在主耶稣经过的路上遇见主。
I want to meet the Lord on the way that he must pass by.
撒该在遇见主之前他已经有一个准备。
Before Zacchaeus met the Lord, he already had a preparation.
虽然遇见主是怎样的他不知道。
Even though he didn't know what it would be like when he met the Lord,
主耶稣长怎么样的他不知道。
He doesn't even know what the Lord Jesus looked like.
主要和他说什么话他不知道。
He didn't know what the Lord Jesus was going to tell him.
遇见主之后会发生什么他也不知道。
He also didn't know what was going to happen after he met the Lord.
但撒该心里有个认识。
But Zacchaeus knew one thing.
耶稣必从那里经过。
Jesus must pass that way.
我要在耶稣经过的地方等候他。
And I'm going to wait for Jesus on the way that he must pass by.
我们常常祷告或者交通说要遇见主。
We often pray and we share that we want to meet the Lord.
但是遇见主不是一件容易的事情。
But meeting the Lord is not something easy.
我们以为遇见主就是我祷告一下。
We thought that in order to meet the Lord, we just pray.
然后就像我今天聚会完去买菜。
And it is like after the meeting today that we go and buy groceries.
我在买菜刚好碰见某个人了。
And during buying groceries, we coincidentally meet someone.
然后我就回家跟我室友说，我今天买菜碰见谁了。
And then I tell my roommate, I was buying groceries and I met someone.
这个不叫遇见主，这不叫 meet the Lord.
This is not meeting the Lord.
这个最多叫 run into the Lord, 撞见主。
This is at most running into the Lord.
更加谈不上我去找主。
And it is even further away from me looking for the Lord.
的确经历了恩典，但事情发生之后。
Indeed, I experienced grace, but after a matter,
对我没有深刻的影响。
There's not a deep change in me.
我所谓遇见主的经历。
My so-called the experience of meeting the Lord
对我的影响和改变
the impact towards me and the
远远没有发生在撒该身上的那么深刻和长远
is cannot compare with the long-lasting effect in Zacchaeus' life
因为撒该为了遇见主
because Zacchaeus wanted to meet the Lord
他要在主经过的路上遇见他
he wanted to meet the Lord on the way that he would pass by
他就必须要让出自己的路 He needs to yield his own way.
Therefore, Zacchaeus needed to yield his own way.
那一天主耶稣经过的那一条路
That day the Lord Jesus passed that way.
可能是撒该最不喜欢的一条路
Perhaps it is the way that Zacchaeus disliked the most.
是不在他 comfort zone 里的一条路
It is not a way in Zacchaeus' comfort zone.
是他最没有把握一点都不能掌控的一条路
It is a way that he cannot control.
是他从来没有走过的一条路
It is a way that he has never walked upon.
是和我的标准和我的看法不一样的一条路
It is a way that is different from my standards and my viewpoint.
或者是他遭受冷眼最多下班都要绕开走的一条路
Or perhaps that is a way that he will always avoid after collecting taxes.
但主耶稣要在哪里经过我就要在哪里遇见我的主
But where the Lord will pass by, I will meet the Lord there.
我要到主耶稣经过的路上遇见他，而不是把主耶稣拉到我的路上遇见他。
I will meet the Lord where the Lord will pass by instead of pulling him to my way to meet him.
只有主耶稣经过的地方，我们人才可能遇见他。
Only the places where the Lord will pass by, then we have a chance of meeting him.
我即使选了一棵最高的树
，Even if I chose the tallest tree，
我爬树爬的最努力
，If I strive to climb the tree the most，
整个聚会都看见我爬树是最努力的。
And everyone in this gathering saw that I am really good at climbing trees.
但几年过去，我一点改变都没有。
But after many years, I have never changed.
反而越来越定型。
And even more so that I'm more set in my ways.
因为耶稣不在那条路经过。
Because the Lord is not, Jesus is not passing through that way.
一个真的要遇见主的人。
For someone who truly wants to meet the Lord.
他真的会问。
He truly needs to ask.
我真的遇见主了吗？
Have I truly met the Lord?
他会一直留意。
He will continue to take heed.
主，你是否在这里经过
？The Lord, did you pass this way?
这件事发生了。
Once this thing happened,
主，你有否在这里经过
？And the Lord, did you pass this way?
主，你是否要在这个环境中经过
？Lord, are you going to pass through this circumstance?
让我在这个环境中能够遇见你
，so that in this circumstance I can meet you.
主，如果你要从这条路经过
，Lord, if you want to pass through this way,
求你帮助我。
And help me, Lord.
给我们恩典
Give me grace.
让我在这条路上遇见你
So that I may meet you on this way.
主耶稣巴不得我们都遇见他。
The Lord Jesus desires that every single one of us meet him.
他巴不得遇见我们。
He wants to meet us.
从来不是主背向我们。
It is never the case where the Lord has turned his back.
乃是我们背向主。
But it is that we who turn our backs on him.
所以那天当主耶稣看见撒该的时候。
So that day when the Lord Jesus saw Zacchaeus.
主耶稣的心里多么的喜悦。
The Lord Jesus' heart was joyful.
这个人没有要走自己的路。
This man did not want to walk his own way.
这个人为了要遇见我，他在我经过的路上等候我。
This man, because he wanted to meet me, that he was waiting for me on the way that I must pass by.
主耶稣当时心中太喜悦了。
At that moment, the Lord Jesus' heart is so much rejoicing.
所以他根本不用讲什么，不用讲那些高深的事情。
So he didn't have to speak lofty words.
主直接就和撒该说。
He directly said to Zacchaeus,
你下来，我今天就住在你家里。
Come down, and today I must stay at your house.
我们也看见撒该多么的喜悦。
And we see how joyful Zacchaeus was.
因为当我真的要遇见主，我在他经过的路上等候他。
Because when I truly wanted to meet the Lord and I was waiting for him on the way that he must pass,
我真的遇见他了。
Then I truly met the Lord.
盼望我们聚在一起。
When we gather together,
我们当中有不少人，我们心里是竭力的要讨主的喜悦。
May many of us have a desire in our hearts that we want to please the Lord.
我们在主经过的路上等候他。
That we will wait for the Lord on the way that he must pass.
我们要在主经过的路上遇见他。
That we would meet the Lord on the way that he was going to pass.
所以主的心也能满足。
So that the Lord's heart may be satisfied.
主的心能够满足说我今天就住在你们当中。
And the Lord's heart to be so satisfied that he would say, today I will dwell in your house.
求主住在我们当中。
May the Lord dwell amongst us.
求主与我们同在。
May the Lord be with us.
这是我的交通，我们一起祷告。
This concludes my sharing. Let's have a word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们每次有机会来到你面前，我们心中都要敬拜你，感谢你。
Lord Jesus, every time when we have the opportunity to come before your presence, then we bow down to worship you.
因为你是昨日、今日、直到永远不改变的神。
Because you are the same yesterday, today, forever.
你是当初我们所认识那位守约施慈爱、满有怜悯，你是那位不改变的神。
You are that.One who is full of grace and mercy and uphold your covenant.
是我们这个人改变。
But we are the people who change.
所以主，我们求你怜悯我们。
Therefore, Lord, may you have mercy upon us.
再给我们这次机会，给我们回头的恩典。
Give us once more this opportunity and also this grace to return.
帮助我们所有的心都来转向你。
So that every single one of our hearts could turn towards you.
我们能够拿起我们的褥子起来行走。
That we can take up our bed and walk.
祷告奉主耶稣基督。
We pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.